What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be here, to be in a city where you can have a surf session and then go to a city council meeting within the span of an hour. I think that just shows that the American dream is still very much alive. So thank you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Num num.
What?
Num nut.
Num nut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Num nut.
Oh, num nut. That's a relief.
And now,
that's what I'm talking about, sucker.
Our feature presentation.
How great was that kid?
Did that little kid think he was spelling num nut?
Yes.
Oh, I love
did.
Him.
We all thought
everyone
he was.
Did, yeah. He's like, that was a relief.
I love him so much. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 30th of March. How y'all?
Good.
We all yeah. good?
How was the birthday night? Big celebration?
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yep. Fancy dinner?
Fancy dinner, yeah.
Candles.
All the family over? Yeah, Star Wars candles.
I mean,
BB-8, a whole bunch
fantastic.
Of different ones. Right?
Best.
That's the way to go.
Everyone's thinking it, so I might as well ask it. Butt stuff?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, good. Fantastic. And by the way, I heard from multiple listeners last night who thought that somehow you were involved in arranging not one, not two, but three Southern California car chases just for your birthday. Like,
I mean,
the perfect
I appreciate
birthday
it,
entertainment.
I didn't arrange it, but I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was one right after. What? And CBS was covering them all, right?
Of course.
So what about the people who they plan their whole week around Hawaii Five-0 or MacGyver or whatever's on CBS on Thursday nights or Wednesday nights, and then boom, just nothing, just obliterated by watching people drive.
Listen,
what about those people?
Listen, here's the thing. Stop complaining.
It's
here's the thing.
And
hold on.
Wrong and stop it.
Here's the thing. The people that are going to watch Hawaii Five-0 mm-hmm. are fewer in number than mm-hmm. the people that watch the car chases. So their ratings go up. We would do the same thing. You would hate it, but we would do the exact same thing because the ratings go higher than they would have been.
By a
then
lot.
What, by a
then,
lot.
Then what happens to the people who missed that crucial wow. episode of
they
Man
with
a Plan?
They call the newsroom and they're very angry, and mm-hmm. the people on the other line say they understand. They're so sorry. Then the people on the other line hang up and go, what a freaking idiot. It's a TV show.
Right?
That's what happens.
But
those people miss one episode of Hawaii Five-0. That you're concerned for them?
I don't like to miss an episode of a show that I'm
right.
watching. If I'm watching
sure
a series, I don't like
only
to miss an episode.
There was another way to find it.
Right? I mean, there's no way, right? Can't just, watch it online.
Can't oh. watch it on demand.
Right. Those don't exist.
CBS makes you pay, though. Don't they have that pay thing?
Listen,
where you have
CBS
to...
cares, Bean.
I heard that CBS cares.
Yeah.
All right. So ice cream in the morning and then fancy dinner with Star Wars candles.
Right.
Car chases and butt stuff at night.
Right.
That's a pretty sweet birthday.
It's not a bad day.
And I have two other things to add for the PS of Kevin's birthday celebration. One is that the Museum of Ice Cream is coming to Southern California.
I had a big discussion about it last night.
We know all about it.
big discussion.
The Museum of Ice Cream was in New York last year. It's a pop-up museum.
Sure.
And it sold out instantly and is expected to do the same here. It starts April 22nd and runs through May 29th. Tickets go on sale to the public this Monday at 9 a.m. Kevin, I'm giving you the heads up.
Got
Sounds
em.
Like you already knew about it. You already bought a machine
sure.
in advance?
What was my first question, do you guys think, about the
ice
cream
museum?
Is
there ice cream?
Is there ice cream to eat?
Do you get
yes.
to eat
eat?
It? Yeah.
Yes. Do I get to
yeah.
eat it? Yeah. The answer is yes.
The answer
I
is
would
yes.
assume so.
If not, they should just be closed down.
Oh, yeah. It's BS.
But
the Museum
yeah.
of Ice Cream will feature interactive exhibits, including a banana split made of 10,000 bananas and a swimming pool. Listen to this. A swimming pool filled with sprinkles that you can actually swim in.
That's so germy.
It does sound germy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Germy?
It's like a big ball pit, but with sprinkles.
With sprinkles.
But
the ball pits are dirty because children who are sick are in the ball pits.
Yeah.
These are new sprinkles.
Guess
there's
what?
There's nothing bad.
Guess
yeah,
what?
If you're the first person in, there's nothing
and
bad,
I would
Kevin.
Be.
As long as you're going to be the first person
in. I would be the first person in, and then everybody else has to worry about my germs.
And by the way, it's not just kids that are sick. It's just whatever's on their skin and on their clothes and everything like that. I mean, there's a million ways.
You guys are missing the magic,
germs.
Man. Listen to you guys.
Why do you want to swim in a pool filled with sprinkles?
Because?
I'd want to dive in. That would be
okay.
fun.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be like diving into sand?
But rainbow colored.
It just doesn't
but
sound
rainbow
fun.
Sand, me?
Yeah.
There will also be a mint grow house.
Sure there will.
And a jungle made of melted ice pops. This sounds pretty artsy-fartsy for you, Kevin.
It does. It does. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff, but is there stuff to eat?
Yeah.
There is. But, okay. And you can't get ice cream anywhere else, right? As well as a room that's California-themed. All visitors are advised to come hungry. In addition to a curated section of flavors, there will be a rotating scoop of the week featuring artisanal ice creams from masters of the art form like Salt and Straw and Cool House. Now, are you a gourmet ice cream guy, Kevin, or do you not care even what the brand is?
I like gourmet. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it, but mostly I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Mostly I don't care.
Yeah, so if it's Cool House or if it's Target ice cream, you'll eat them both.
Down at the bottom where Dryers is, good.
Right.
Breyers with a B?
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really? That's your line.
Yeah.
That's Breyers.
That's janky ice cream right there.
Is Breyers janky Dryers?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same company or just a ripoff or whatever, but it is. Yeah, it's cardboard.
What's it like to have ice cream and digest it? What's that like?
It's good.
Well,
is it? You take a spoonful and then you go, that's fantastic.
See, I do that.
Right. And then you swallow it. And then.
Yeah.
And this is where we differ.
Okay.
All good.
Oh.
Yeah. Instead of racing to the toilet.
That right.
Sounds fantastic.
All right. So that's thing one, Kevin. And apparently you already knew about the LA Museum of Ice Cream. Here's thing two. And this is the last thing I have for you here today, which is God bless Kevin and Bean listener Maria. Did you guys watch the tweet that she put up featuring her daughter, who looks like she's about 12 years old? I'm sorry, I don't have the young lady's name. Wishing Kevin a happy birthday. Do you guys see this?
No.
Neither.
You're going to love her so much. Like I say, she's about 12. She's sitting on her bed. She's wearing a Weenie Rose t-shirt, by the way.
Nice.
And she has a recorder in her hands. And I think you know.
Oh, no.
All right.
I think you know what that's going to be.
Happy birthday, monkey. This is for you.
I mean,
all right, listen to the big finish here. You ready?
Kevin, you are a success.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
That's pretty strong.
Kevin,
that's
you
amazing.
Are a success. I mean, what bigger compliment in the world is there than
I
that?
I mean, the kid could learn the song.
I thought she was perfect.
Right?
I thought she was outstanding.
I'm just kidding. That's very sweet.
Thank you, Maria's daughter. That's very, very kind of
that is very sweet. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm going to make a suggestion. Mm-hmm. How about you stop being such an asshole?
Can't promise that. On Thursdays, we talk to Dr. Drew. Wait till you hear today's category. It's going to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That stuff.
There's a Tinder for intellectuals.
Right.
Right?
You probably knew about that already, too, Kevin.
Member.
Yep, of course.
Of course, I'm a member. Your family ruined your career. We're going to take some calls on that. And that's based on, what is his name? The dad of the UCLA player?
Mm-hmm. LeVar Bell.
LeVar Bell.
Ball.
Yeah, Ball.
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 Bell.
Ball. Ball. Let's call him Ball.
Ball don't lie.
Because it's funny. And comedian Jay Moore on the program today. And we've got your tickets for April Foolishness in the Big Lee section coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. LA OC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
I think it's going down, Allie, between Dave and Kevin on Breyers versus Dryers. Which one's the good one?
It got violent.
It did get very violent.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows who's the expert in this particular
room? I would think you.
Thank you.
But then like he said it was like something churned.
Slow churned.
Slow churned, and that sounded better.
Did you hear the conversation that I was having with Dave after that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you not kill him?
Right? That's a great question.
5:54 Thursday morning. That's the voice of Ralph Garman stepping in for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Just saying Breyers is pretty good ice cream.
I bet it is.
I think that's what Dave was saying. Dave was saying he's Team Breyers. Kevin's Team
Enjoy.
Breyers.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's chalk.
It's not chalk, man.
It's chalk.
It's not even...
Look, it's yours. I don't care. Have it. Have a lot of it.
You could describe it in a lot of ways, but chalk would not be one of them.
Fill a bathtub with it. Just lay in it. I don't care.
No, that's your scenario. Involving ice cream and different rooms of the house.
Just saying,
and painting the walls.
Right.
Yeah.
Needed painting, by the way.
No, it didn't. Oh. Hey, speaking of delicious treats, congratulations to Coke. 131 years, the first batch of Coca-Cola was brewed 131 years ago. Wow. So, happy Coca-Cola Day. Brewed over a fire in a backyard in Atlanta, Georgia. By a guy who was concocting a hangover cure. First advertised as Dr. Pemberton's Pick-Me-Up, a brain tonic and intellectual beverage. Huh. That's how they were selling it back in the day. Largely because, you know, it had cocaine in it.
Right.
I wish it still did.
Hence the Coke cola. Used to have cocaine until 1904, and then Congress said, hey, could you take the cocaine out of your drink?
See, Congress, just keep to yourself.
Just mind your own business,
right?
Congress.
Seriously. Leave us alone.
Oh, man. It would be good if there was still cocaine.
Jimmy Kimmel and I went to the Olympics when they were in Atlanta, and we stayed in the house of the person who created the Coca-Cola, you know, recipe.
John Pemberton.
Yes, and there was on the bottom floor underneath, there was a huge safe room that was open, and they said, listen, there's nothing there, so don't go look. We know everybody wants to know what the recipe is, blah, 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 and couldn't have been down there quicker. Unfortunately.
What did you find?
Nothing.
Oh.
There's nothing
there. So when they said, don't go in there, there's nothing there.
You can't trust everybody.
Right.
Did you say you stayed there?
Trust but verify.
Meaning you slept in the house?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. They rented it out for like a couple days for people that wanted to.
It's someone who's dead lived there?
Right.
Now I'm excited. Tell me more.
Right. Well, it's very rare that those kinds of places that you would normally just visit as a tourist, you get the opportunity to stay over. That's pretty cool.
I went to the famous dead people.
I did go to the Coca-Cola Museum last time I was in Atlanta.
Who wouldn't?
That was impressive.
Sure.
Anybody drink Coke anymore? Anybody drink soda anymore?
I do a lot.
Well,
yeah. Anyone drink soda anymore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, I forgot, you're addicted to Dr. Pepper.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's only the best ever.
I can't remember last time I ever had a soda.
Because Ralph's straight whiskey. That's Ralph.
Well, and
morning, noon, night.
Cup of health every day.
Coffee, but don't drink sodas.
Interesting. It's the nectar of the gods.
Right?
Easy. Don't make that noise ever again.
I hated it.
Hey, speaking of dead people, Bean, here's your chance.
All right.
You want to head to the Pageant Nightclub in St. Louis.
Oh, don't think I'm not already thinking about it. April 9th from 8 till noon? Yeah, I'll be there.
What's happening?
That's where they're going to lay out Chuck Berry.
Why is there applause?
Rock and roll legend Chuck Berry will be laid out in an open casket.
Chuck Berry is dead and laying in an open casket, and there's applause, Bean.
Well,
the applause.
What do you think? Because Bean loves death.
It's for the opportunity for fans to be able to walk by and pay their respects to Mr. Berry. That's
why. You know how Bean rolls when it comes to that opportunity.
Right?
He'll crash a family funeral in order to see a guy who played guitar once. So you know he's going to be there for Chuck Berry.
I'm thinking about driving out, you guys.
You should totally go.
I'm thinking about it.
Agreed.
And then there's a whole day of tributes and, you know, people playing his songs and stuff like that down there. I think it's going to be a real fun day.
It does sound fun.
You're going to have a bunch of hookers you can pee on?
I don't think that's part of the official tribute. I think that's off menu, Ralph.
You look confused, Allie.
Chuck Berry peed on hookers?
Oh, you don't know what Chuck was into?
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I'm going to play a little piece of audio after we get done with this.
You can
hear about it, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Do you know?
I know some of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's... He got in trouble with his restaurant, you know, because he had cameras in the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm. What?
You don't know that one, Allie? No. Everyone knows that one.
Glass table? Probably... mean anything to you? The words glass table?
Oh. But I thought that was...
Oh, yeah. That, too.
Okay.
All of the above. He used to check all the boxes. Oh, yeah. You're going to have a good time. So yeah. That'll be happening at the funeral, I'm sure.
Enjoy.
That's the tribute.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of tributes. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Warren Beatty, right? Poor Warren Beatty. He'll probably, one of the great filmmakers of our generation, probably be known as the guy who couldn't read the envelope right at the Oscars.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how his career is going to go down.
Probably, yeah.
Reds, Shampoo, Bonnie and Clyde. Couldn't read La La Land wrong.
Yeah, he got a raw deal.
He sure did. 80 years old today.
How about Bulworth? Bulworth
is great. Paul Reiser, 60 years old today. MC Hammer. You can't touch this.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this.
He's now a preacher now, right? Remember, he was the cool heir of God in your house or something.
He sure did go on about that for a long time.
Ian Ziering, star of all the Sharknadoes, of course, 53 years old today. TV show host Piers Morgan is 52. Celine Dion's 49, and singer Nora Jones celebrates her 38th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks so much for tuning in today here on a Thursday. Don't forget, this Saturday night we'll all be at the Shrine together for the 9th annual Kevin Amin April Foolishness Concert. Great lineup this year with Bill Burr and David Koechner and Jimmy Pardo, Taylor Williams, and all the rest. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Jay Moore has done our show a couple times.
Yes,
and we are always delighted to have Jay. He's not only a guest, he's a friend, and he joins us on the phone right now here on the Kevin Amin Show. How are you, Jay?
It's Buddy Hackett. How are you, boys?
Ladies and gentlemen, a Buddy Hackett impression.
We were hoping to talk to Buddy Hackett.
Oh, to be in Nagasaki where the women to the Bucky and the men say, whoa, wacky woo. Just remember, Bean, what the fly said when he walked over the mirror.
What was that, Buddy?
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Jay, is there a lot of call for Buddy Hackett here in the 21st century?
No, however, whenever I do him, people seem to get very happy. So yes. I realize people get real happy, you know? By the way, great lineup at the Shrine. And, man, Bill Burr is red hot right now. Man.
Right,
That's the ticket in and of itself. And then you got Koechner in there and the gang. Well done, gentlemen. Again.
Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Angela Johnson, Taylor Williamson. Yeah, we think it's going to be a lot of fun, Jay. And we always look forward to that.
Ray Mancini. Ray Manzarek.
Buddy Hackett.
Jay, you have done the show several times, and we really do appreciate that. We don't want to take advantage of our friendship, but you've done it several times, and you're a good guy for doing that.
Well, it's a great show, and the Shrine. I mean, how many times do you get to play the Shrine Auditorium? And
right.
I said it, the crowd that goes, they're just fantastic. Like, nobody... You guys choose really well. It's really interesting, the lineup you guys put together.
I feel like you can't fail at that because the audience so wants you to succeed. Did you get that feeling?
I do, which makes it all the more fascinating when somebody will eventually bomb.
So everybody in the crowd's like, we really wanted to support you, but no.
Hey,
when that crowd turns, it's going to be like the tide dragging you out, the undertow.
Jay, are you, this seems very early in the morning to have you on our show. Are you in a video arcade right now or just hanging out with a bunch of kids?
Well, I'm hanging out with a kid, mine. I'm leaving my parents' house in New Jersey to go to the airport. And my parents keep moving farther and farther from the airport. They moved to a town called Hope, or lack of. Then they moved to Lopatcong, which is an old Indian word, which means farther from the airport than Hope. And eventually they're just going to be in a beaver's dam in a canoe in the Delaware River. So we'll give it time. It used to be I'd land and go to Verona. It was a half hour. Now I land and I got to take three different cars and follow Lewis and Clark to my dad's race car.
Have you mentioned that to them, that they're making it more difficult for you to get to the airport?
I'm trying to get them to really pay attention to me, for starters.
In any way?
Yeah, we went to the Crayola crayon factory yesterday, and it was like watching my dad do his taxes. It's like all these kids running around laughing. My dad's like, what? What's going on? Oh, where's the elevator? I tried to use the damn bathroom. It's all the way across the hallway.
Jay, how do you feel when you go back to New Jersey now, your home state? Does it feel like home still, or does it feel foreign to you because you've been in California so long?
Foreign, definitely, but it is home. I mean, and now I feel at home in Southern California because I'm raising a kid here. There, it's liminal space, man. I'm on my way, and I'm leaving, and I'm coming, and I'm going. But I'll tell you this: walking around New Jersey, just going to the store, everybody's got like big, strong hands. It's like a bunch of men walking around. Everybody looks like a hockey player.
Go on.
You go to L.A. Oh, hi, honey.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jim. I'm going to call. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Yeah, this morning I woke up, I hit my wife in the face with a shovel. But you know what? I called my sponsor. He said, did you drink? I said, no. He goes, Dad, I wouldn't sweat it, kiddo.
Oh, my God. Wait, those are the guys in New Jersey?
I don't know. Was I doing the wrong regional accent?
No, I was. No, I was into it because they had big hands and they were strong.
I gotta
but
be
if
honest.
That's what they're doing with them, I'm not sure I want it.
I got to be honest, though. I wanted to know the what the L.A. hands are like because you didn't get to that point.
They're like crepe paper. They're very soft. You know, when I was a kid, I was like 14 years old. I was at the dinner table, and my dad went to the bathroom right when dinner served. Like, it was just, you could set your watch by it. And my mom leans over and goes, "I'm so glad you have my father's hands. Your father has such feminine hands." And she was like repulsed. And then my dad sits down, and I'm looking over at like these gray, like parchment, like rice paper hands. I'm like, I couldn't even eat my meat. I was like, look at my dad's hands. How's he gonna? What was I so afraid? It's like when you go back to Little League and you see how slow they pitch, and you're like, "What was I afraid of?"
Right, right. Exactly.
I was afraid of those. I was afraid of these hands.
This
guy when I was 10.
This is the voice of our friend Jay Moore here on the phone of the Kevin Beach Show. The reason Jay is heading toward the airport, besides coming home, is he's working tonight. You can see Jay on stage at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, which is a great room, by the way. And tickets are available right now for just $20 at flapperscomedy.com. Jay, you sound like you're going to be very funny tonight, if what you're doing this hour of the day is any indication.
Well, I just make this up the top of my head because you guys are friends. That's what I love about your show. And I say this when I go other towns, too. It's like Kevin and Bean. There's only like four radio shows where you can call in, and it's you guys just give dudes room. And, gal, you just give us room to go. It's not like, gotta hit the post. Hey, everybody. It's Can of Corn and Chili in the Morning.
Hey, I used to be on the Can of Corn and Chili show. I resent you bringing us down.
Well, I did my best. You know, I like when radio shows tell you how hot the girls in the studio are. And like,
Now, Jay, your phone is cutting up, unfortunately.
I'm in the woods of Jersey. He's buried out here. What do you want from me?
let me hit the plug one more time, and then we'll let you get about your day here. Jay Moore, the great Jay Moore, on stage in person tonight at Flappers Comedy Club. Tickets just $20 at flapperscomedy.com. I promise you will have a great time if you go see Jay tonight, and definitely give him our best. And also, you're at Levity Live this weekend as well. What's that about, Jay?
I'm just playing all the big cities. Burbank, Oxnard.
Okay, all right.
Jay's going to be in Oxnard.
I'm going to be like the Raider fan and work my way over to Johnny Carson, dude.
Jay's going to be in Oxnard. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday if you'd like to see the great Jay Moore do some stand-up.
Have yourself a great flight.
Okay, man. That's totally about that. We're going to get on the airplane.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
Ali, I do like that people are requesting moments with that they didn't hear yesterday for Kevin's birthday celebration.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't have time.
I almost feel like we need to
continue
that.
It's a real shame we don't have time for that.
Well, we left a lot of people unsatisfied, Kevin.
Yeah, there's a ton coming in.
I feel like there's
even
a ton.
Even just now, a lot of people want to hear new ones.
No.
The Kevin Bean Archive yesterday put up 217 moments with Kevin.
No, sir.
217.
Kevin, you're magic.
I didn't know there were that many, but I did know that I have about 98% of them on the show.
Well, I think we may have to revisit some of the ones we missed yesterday.
But we're not going to have time. So.
I think we will. We'll make time.
I find this story fascinating because I have often wondered if there was some sort of a catastrophic meteor hits the Earth and most of the world's population is knocked out, or the zombie invasion happens, or something that happens that we have to essentially start over as a civilization. How would the 21st century person do at that? Do we have what it takes to start from scratch and build our own shelter and make up a government and our rules and our laws and learn how to grow our own food if we've never done that before and raise livestock and all that stuff that you have to do when you're getting a new civilization off the ground? How would we do in 2017? Well, a reality TV show in Britain decided to find out, and they had a program where they did exactly that. They took 23 men and women, they put them in a remote corner of the Scottish Highlands, and they abandoned them.
Oh, my God.
They just left them alone to start from scratch and see how it goes. Well,
they said be self-sufficient. They're cut off from any contact from the outside world. They had to decide on their own rules. Everything that Bean just said about rebuilding civilization.
Yeah.
And it was for a year.
See you guys in a year, and we'll see how you go. And, of course, they're filming it for a reality TV show. Well, what happened is the show debuted in March to 1.7 million viewers, and then every episode after that, it lost viewership.
It ended up with just 800,000 viewers by episode 4, so the TV channel, Channel 4 in Britain, canceled the show.
Oh, that's too bad.
And right? didn't tell the people in the game.
What?
So they continued to live there for another 8 months, not knowing, although they were still being filmed, not knowing that no one on the outside was watching.
Yeah, they had no contact. They had no contact with the outside world, so they thought it was still on. 4 episodes gone.
No.
So they come out 8 months later, probably expecting to be, you know, Survivor famous, Amazing Race famous, right? And find out that their show was barely remembered. Not only had no one been watching, but wait, where you been? Whatever happened to you? Oh, so what's that like for these contestants? We wanted to find out. We asked Dave if he could set us up with one of them. And I believe we do have Ian McLeish on the line from Scotland. He was one of the contestants on this new reality show. Ian, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm not good. How are you?
Well, I mean, you have to be pretty happy about being done with the game.
Do I have to be happy?
Well, I mean, the game's over, so you go back to your normal life.
It was a year of my life.
Right.
But I now you're gone with nothing to show for it.
Well, you have 4 episodes.
You bastard.
So how did they break the news to you that
they
weren't...
They didn't break the bloody news to me.
And why are you yelling at me?
They left me in the woods for a year.
It's true.
So when you came out of the woods...
Why do you think they broke the news to me?
Well, how'd you find out that you weren't on TV that whole time?
Well, the year is up, and I said I can't wait to get back home to be famous on television. And then when I got home, they said, oh, that show's been off the air for 8 months. Welcome home, sonny.
Yeah, pretty disappointed.
That's a horrible thing to do to someone.
Do you think? I was out there left in the woods with nothing to eat.
Right,
shelter whatsoever. People quitting left and right, but not me. Nah, I'd be quitting. I said I'd be sticking it out. That's why I'll be famous.
So
only 10 of us made it to the end.
Yeah, I heard that 13 contestants quit during the show. There was all sorts of fighting going on. And
you know the difference between the 10 of us who stayed and the 13 who left?
What?
Nothing! Except they slept in their own beds for 8 months.
So really?
I covered myself up with tree bark.
I feel like they won.
So really, they won.
Pebbles.
Really, the 13 that left won.
Oh, the 13 that left won. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thanks for clarifying it. So, I wish you'd been in the woods with me. Oh. I would have beaten your head in with a tree stump.
I'm not the one that did this, by the way.
Oh, I know you're not the one.
All right, good.
But I know that the people who did have to pay for it.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think I'm a little nervous now where this is headed.
I'm going to take a bagpipe and stick it inside of one of them and blow until their innards explode.
Okay. I don't know that we need
until
to murder
anyone.
There's edges
on the walls at Channel 4.
Oh wow. Okay.
Just couldn't end. Every boardroom.
Okay. Well, listen, so ultimately it was a
Donald
positive...
Donald Trump became president?
Donald
oh,
Trump
yes, I
president.
Forgot to tell you while you were in there.
You missed
a lot.
Yeah. The UK left the Britain, the European Union?
Yes, they did. That also happened, yes.
Oh, my God. At least I've still got my tickets for the Chuck Berry concert.
Oh, no.
We still pee on hookers.
Oh, come on. LA NOC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Ralph Garman is here, and it is time for another look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, sir?
I want to remind folks, it's been a while, almost a whole month, since Kevin Smith and I got on stage again together doing Hollywood Babylon, but we're back.
No.
Tomorrow night at 10 p.m., Friday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, the return of Hollywood Babylon. We have a lot to talk about. Smith and I have been separated. We're not used to being apart this long, so there's going to be a lot of making out, Allie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tongue?
Sure. Yeah.
Butt stuff?
Sure. Absolutely. What's the point? You're not going to do some butt stuff. Come on out and see me and Smitty as we chat about all things show busy. At the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com and get all the details and get your tickets there for tomorrow night's show at 10 p.m.
Hey, one more thing.
Nope. See Smith's most recent Supergirl?
I did not. I'm behind on that
one. Week. Oh,
behind
so
on that one.
Good. He's been directing a ton of that stuff, that CW stuff up there in Vancouver, and he's having a good time. New Year's not having a good time. Charo. She's very upset over there in Dancing with the Stars. seriously upset.
Remind me who she is again?
Charo Coochie-Coochie.
Oh, yeah. She plays the guitar with the fingernails that are 10 feet long?
Right.
Okay.
She is the 70-something Latina, best known for her work in the 70s on The Love Boat, now Dancing with the Stars, and she thinks she's being treated unfairly.
Oh, no.
That she's not being scored high enough. And she's talking about walking off the show. You're Charo,
right?
First of all. Be happy you're on television.
You think that show's going to collapse without
just
you?
Just dance. Just shut up and dance. That's what they should call
That's what the show could be called.
Shut up and dance. So, no word yet whether she'll make it to the end, but she's very upset.
And who Ralph?
Yeah.
I have not been following Dancing with the Stars even a little bit.
Good.
Please tell me Mr. T is still on it.
I believe he is.
Okay,
I think we're fairly new in the run. I think Chris Kattan so far is the only person that got booted off.
Okay, fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm hoping we get a chance to have T back on the show. I'd love to get him on again.
Me too.
Me too, everybody.
I'd like that as well.
It's the Kevin and Bean show. Why don't you guys make that happen?
We can't really make stuff happen.
Your names are on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
People have heard us, so, Ralph.
Speaking of reality, rumors still swirling that American Idol's coming back to television.
We don't need that. We don't need that.
Apparently NBC and Fox are both submitting bids to the owners of the show over at Fremantle Media asking for its return.
It just left.
Right.
And left on Fox.
Right. We don't want it anymore. That's why we stopped watching Fox.
Ugh. No!
That's dumb.
Apparently they want the show and, most importantly, both networks desperately interested in Ryan Seacrest returning to host. Because what's that show without him?
It's the same show.
Oh, that's right. It's the exact same
show. It's exactly the same.
ABC has canceled its time travel series, excuse me, Time After Time. The show which followed science fiction writer H.G. Wells into the future as he pursued Jack the Ripper. Anyone?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking Timeless, but that's...
There's a lot of
that's
time
a different
travel
show.
Going on. A lot
okay.
of time travel going on.
About the show was on the air on TV?
It was.
Okay.
It was on, I want to say... 3-4 episodes?
Huh.
Anyway, not doing so well. So
and then there's that Making History, which is another show.
Yeah, another time travel
another
show.
Another time travel show that's on.
Meanwhile, the final episode of Bones pulled in 4.2 million total viewers on Tuesday night. Its biggest audience since late last season. They should bring it back if it's doing that well.
Right?
Bidding war.
And so say goodbye to Bones.
You like Bones, right?
I was on Bones.
Yeah, I mean, you were
kidding me?
On it and great.
It was Morgan Donnelly.
Yeah, you were.
I'm surprised
right?
they didn't ask me to come back for the finale. My character had such an impact on that show.
Weren't you a corpse?
I was more than a corpse.
Okay.
I was also a poster.
Did you say you were a poster?
Yes. And an audio video clip. So, a flashback, sort of.
It's Morgan.
That's right. That's my spin-off show that they're still working on, I think.
I was also a poster.
I was. I was a leaflet.
Well, are you a little hurt that they closed down this show without...
I don't know even how they could tie it up. How could they tie up all the loose ends without my character?
Right.
Coming back in some sort of flashback poster.
They seem to have done it, and it got good ratings.
I think people were disappointed. I haven't talked to anyone who's seen it, but I think they were sadly... I think they only watched hoping for the return of Morgan Donnelly.
I see.
It's Morgan!
And then imagine their dismay when they got to the end of that episode. Like, what? Where's Morgan?
What happened to Morgan?
Boreanaz?
I think
he's already got
flyer?
Another show, by the way, that David Boreanaz. He's already got another show, yeah. He wasn't out of work 8 minutes, that guy. From Angel to Bones to now he's playing a Navy SEAL, I think, in the next project.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, he's a good-looking, talented kid. From Philadelphia, you know. That David Boreanaz.
It's Morgan!
We don't hold that against him. Yeah, we still
can't
like
have
him.
It all.
Right, I mean, bastards.
Has to be a negative.
And you know who Ken Burns is, Kevin? Ken Burns, is that name
I do. He makes super dull documentaries about history.
Wow.
You mean
Kevin,
the best documentary maker alive today?
I see that coming.
Am I right?
I mean, they're great.
You've identified his profession, but you're wrong about the quality of his work.
Oh, I see.
His documentaries are known as the best in
they're
the business.
Gold standard.
Yeah. I think that's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said they're super boring.
Agreed.
Baseball Civil War Parks.
The Dust Bowl. All
he did
of them
a documentary
great.
About baseball.
And it was great.
Amazing.
Right. But was it about baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
His latest work, The Vietnam War, is set to debut in September on PBS. And he's already got his next project. in 2021, we'll be seeing his next documentary.
Okay.
Circle your calendars. A 4-hour documentary on Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
I would watch that.
Fascinating life that I think needs some.
Why? He's so boring, Kevin. Why would you watch that?
If someone else directed it.
In this stupid, boring movie's the worst. Ugh, Kevin. What are we going to do with
look,
you?
Look.
You guys, he knew who Ken Burns was.
He
right?
Did. He did. We got to give him credit for
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Nuts.
I thought he would have said, that's Ken who starts fires.
I thought he was going to say The Simpsons.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
You guys don't know me.
Warren Beatty's 80 years old today. Paul Reiser's 60. Ian Ziering, 53 years old. Piers Morgan is 52. He's a piece of that Piers
He's
Morgan.
Lovable, isn't he?
He's an awful, awful human being. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Red Nose Day special revisiting of the Love Actually characters?
Who are you talking to?
Allie did.
Kevin.
I did not.
I was talking to Kevin.
I did not.
Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't even bother asking you.
You
got a tattooed on your thigh by now. It's awesome, first of all.
Right.
But Hugh Grant returns as the Prime Minister of England, like he was in that. He returns in the little video, and he says that there's a lot of reasons to be dismayed about the state of the world. The Harry Potter movies are all over.
Right.
Piers Morgan is still alive.
Amazing.
Very funny.
Does everyone everywhere hate him?
I think
yes.
so.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. He is 52 years old today, sadly. He's made another year. Celine Dion's 49, and Norah Jones turns 38 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz beat.
I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial, like I do. At Incubus, good band.
Not only is it controversial, but it's also very, very helpful.
It's a hot take, I know. But I just, you know, you hear a song every once in a while, you go, wow, you know what? They're really, really talented. That's a great effing song.
Right. Agreed.
That dig, right?
But most of us just think that.
I know. I know.
We don't have to say it out loud. You just think to yourself, hey, I haven't heard this in a while. They're great. I love that.
That's a legitimate
then
point of view as well.
Then you don't share it with anyone.
But they're super good guys.
Okay, great.
Allie, you have been following this story maybe a little bit more closely than I have. But we heard a lot during the NCAA basketball tournament up until UCLA was finally eliminated, in the Sweet 16, about Lonzo Ball, their freshman, who has now declared that he's not going back to school. He's going to become a pro. And a lot of people have said, oh, man, he really is an outstanding basketball player.
Sure.
But what's with his dad?
Yeah. His dad is very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to yell from the stands, kind of thinks he's the coach. If you go back, I think it was like 8 or 9 days ago, USA Today did a whole background of him when his son was in high school. And it's disturbing. Like rallying the team in a hotel, like getting them all up to yell at them that they weren't doing two-man defense. Like,
wait, and he wasn't
not
the coach?
The coach. Not the coach.
Even in high school?
And the coach of the team was irate.
Of
like,
course.
Just bizarre stuff. But then a lot of people were like, oh no, he just wants attention. And all these media, like First Take, they were giving him the spotlight, giving him this platform. He's out of his mind. It's no longer funny. It's bizarre.
I do feel like the media were very complicit in that.
In
putting him on camera at every single game. And I guess, you know, maybe you could argue that's not unusual to have to put a father on. Hey, how's it feel to have your son in the big tournament and stuff like that? But they knew, a lot of people thought he was kind of destructive and kind of hurtful to his son.
Yeah,
and
there
his
were
career.
People at ESPN that said, oh, we don't want him on the air anymore. But then they saw the ratings and they're like, we need him on the air.
People love crazy.
Absolutely.
People love crazy.
Yeah.
All
bizarre.
Right. So now that they're out of the tournament, and now that Lonzo Ball very soon is going to be doing interviews with NBA teams that he hopes to play for, if you're one of those teams, do you think twice before you bring this guy in because you know that baggage is going to be part of that?
I think it's got to come into play a little bit, right?
I mean, look, you may take him, but you definitely have to have a meeting about whether it's worth all of the negative press or the just the distraction, you know? Just it makes sense that they would at least have to have that conversation. If not, ruling him out.
Yeah. Remember when Brent Grimes on the Dolphins, his wife was Looney Tunes, getting in fights online, fighting with people on Twitter. And Miami was like, we can't, no.
Right.
And other teams that then were going to get him were like, is it worth the baggage of his wife?
Right.
That's crazy.
Speaking of wives. Oh, by the way, we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, if your family ruined your career or tried their best to ruin your career. Remember Doug Christie?
Yes.
His wife.
Kings.
Remember, he played for the Sacramento Kings. He had to point to her. He pointed
in the stands.
In the stands every time he scored.
Right.
She wouldn't let him be in the locker room and get. She required a separate locker room for him, and she wouldn't let him ride on the team bus. So she would drive him behind the team bus in a car.
Oh my God!
And that seems destructive just to team morale. I would think
for
to
sure.
single out one guy like that.
It was insanity, and everybody kept looking at it and going, "What? Why is he putting up with this? What's going on?" I haven't heard what's happened to him lately, but there had to come a point where he just... Remember when he... I think he got in a fight. I could have the people wrong here. Mm-hmm. I think he got in a fight on the floor and somebody came down with a purse and started hitting him.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it a mom or a wife?
I don't know.
I think that was Doug Christie, but I could be completely wrong.
Wow.
But I do remember that. I just remember thinking, man, oh, man, at some point, the guy has to have a word with his wife or mom and say, or dad in this case and say, hey, look, tune it down a bit.
Back off.
Take it.
Sure.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Nobody else's parents are screaming.
There are a lot of people who are invested in their kids' careers or
of course.
Their spouses' careers, and sometimes maybe you don't want that. Like I wouldn't want, you know, here's a perfect example that would never, ever happen. But, I mean, imagine what it would be like if my wife were giving notes to the show on how she thought the show should go.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the type of thing where you're just like, okay, that's not your area. You know, you can have opinions on that, but you don't bring that into my workplace.
Although, Tana sends me notes all the time.
She does send notes, and they're all about you, Bean, so I don't know what to...
Ignore him when he does this.
What about when she's always asking if you have any nice single friends, Ellen? What about that?
I mean...
So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody in your family is negatively impacting your job. And it could just be, you know, your husband shows up at work every day to visit you.
Or calls every, you know, 50 times a day or something.
Yeah, exactly. What is that like? We want to hear your LeVar Ball situation at 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of the Ball family, though, let's talk to Nick. He's in Chino. He's on line one. He's calling. He's got a little something to say about this.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
My daughter actually goes to high school with his two younger sons. He had the one son this year that scored 92 points in a game.
Yeah. So you're still talking about Lonzo Ball from UCLA?
Yeah, Lonzo, I'm telling you right now, would you rather have this kid who had a dad who supported him, was there for him, you know, all the way through, you know, instead of a lot of these, you know, guys coming out of the draft who had absentee fathers, you know, or fathers in jail, things like that.
But I don't know that you have to choose between those two. You could also have the parents who are super supportive quietly.
Yeah, but, I mean, the only reason he's not quiet is because the media is giving him all this attention. This guy's creating a brand. If he was quiet right now, this brand, nobody would know about it. Now everybody seems to know about
it. I think right there you hit the nail on the head, Nick. The father is creating a brand. That's a problem. This isn't about you, Pops. It's about your kids.
UCLA had no problem with him. So why would a professional organization, like, say, the Lakers, hopefully, you know, have a problem with him? Right now,
look, I just think you,
on his next two sons.
I just think you have to look at the distraction figure. Like Kaepernick is going through right now. I mean, you have to deal with the fact that he might be a distraction to the team, and that could be negatively affect the team. You still may pick him, but at least you have to talk about it.
How much of it was a distraction this year for UCLA?
Well, he didn't do so great in that game, did he?
I don't know. You know, 14 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, a block, a steal. That's not all that bad.
No, it's not bad.
If you look at every other game he played against the number one defense in the league with Cincinnati, and had an amazing game. That's where really everybody saw him. All the East Coast guys were raving about him, saying he was the real deal, and he really is the real deal.
Hey, Nick,
you make some good points.
Is your last name Ball?
Nick makes some good points. Look, I don't think what everybody's saying here is that much different. Is the kid is super talented. Nobody's taking anything away. It's just a level of some people are uncomfortable with how involved the father is. Some people go, hey, I'd rather have it too much that way than the other way. But no, your point is well taken, Nick, and we appreciate the call. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Edgar, please hang on. Anthony, Lisa as well. We're looking for you. If somebody in your family screwed with your job, that's the topic. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Look.
Since we're playing Pennywise, the new It movie trailer came out yesterday.
No.
And you didn't sleep a wink last night, Allie?
I was terrified. That move, everything about it, just the clown and the balloon. I hate balloons now. It's just, it's bad. It's real bad.
And by bad, you mean great.
It looks amazing.
Yes. Can't wait to see it.
Scared the crap out of me.
Yes.
All right. We're taking your calls right now on the Kevin DeBeach Show, 1-800-520-1067. If somebody in your family screwed with your job, kind of started thinking about this because of LeVar Ball. His son played basketball for UCLA until recently, Lonzo Ball, and he was an active participant in his son's career, should we say, mm-hmm. fairly. Who do you want to go to first here, Kevin?
Let's start with Lisa, who's calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What
job did you have, and who ruined it?
I am a nail artist, and my ex-husband ruined a lot of my work because he would call constantly. So I worked at a salon, and he would literally call 10 minutes after I left the house to make sure I got there. He would call like 2 to 3 times during the day just to make sure I'm there, who I was with, who I was talking to, who were my clients, so on and so forth. And I gave him absolutely no reason for him to be doing this.
Did you at some point you know, pull them aside when you're not working or something and say, hey, this is really distracting to my work. It would help me if you didn't call.
Yes. And? I told him many times, and my coworkers had told him many times, and he's like, well, that's just too bad. That's how I am. If you don't answer the phone or you don't come to the phone, then I'll be down there.
I'm glad he's your ex-husband.
I'm glad he's your ex as well.
Yeah.
That's the right move.
I'm going to go a step further and say death penalty, you guys.
Yeah, let's murder him.
I don't think we can do that.
Oh,
all right, yeah. Lisa, okay. Thanks for the call. Glad you got out of that bad situation. Let's go to Anthony. He's in Inglewood. Up next on line 3, please.
Hey, Anthony.
Good morning.
Morning.
I actually got my ex fired.
You?
Oh, no.
You're the bad one?
She was working at a nail salon, and you wouldn't stop calling her, right?
Her name is Lisa.
No, that wasn't me. Quick background. I was 18, she was 20, and I didn't know any better, and it wasn't intentional. She used to work at a check cashing place inside of a supermarket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the thing is, it was a tiny booth. Like, me and her barely fit together when
right.
I was in there.
Right.
One day, the Brinks armored truck or whatever came to get cash from the place. I had to get out in order for the guy to get in.
Right, sure. Right.
2 days later, she got fired.
Why?
Because nobody's supposed to be in there. It's a check cashing place. It's all kind of cash.
Oh, you didn't work there?
I didn't. No. I didn't.
Oh, I thought you both worked there.
Yeah, you're
no,
a dick.
No. She told me, come on in. And I said, sure, why not?
Oh, sure, it's on her. Yeah, it's her fault. Yeah. I'm sure it's her fault, Anthony.
Okay, thanks. I feel better now.
Okay, good. Death penalty, you guys.
I don't think we can rule that way, Bean.
Let's do one more. Let's make it Heidi in Orange. What do you say?
All right.
Hey, Heidi.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Who ruined your job?
My ex-husband. He, when we broke up, told my boss all the bad things I used to go home and say about her at night.
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
Oh, so wait. This was just revenge after you broke up?
Yes.
Oh, what a dick.
Right?
Total dick.
And how did your boss take it?
Yeah, did you get fired?
I did get fired, yep.
Oh, okay.
Some of the stuff that I had said to him.
Why are people such dicks?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Right? Death penalty, you guys? I mean, I don't think we can rule death penalty.
I think we can.
But in this case.
I think we can, too.
Okay. All right, as long as Heidi's in.
Just a couple of days away from this year's April Foolishness. Hope you're planning on joining us this Saturday at the Shrine. It's going to be a fun show. And by the way, not only are there still some newly lowered ticket price, $25 tickets available to join us at the Shrine on Saturday night, but we also are, today's the last day to vote for who is going to open the show.
Yep. We have an opening act contest, and we have 10 people that are up online at kevinandbean.com, and you go there and you can vote for which one you think is the funniest, and then the winner will open April Foolishness.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm going to be sad no matter who wins, by the way.
Because you like more than one?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I do. Because there's going to be somebody super funny who's not going to get to open the show.
There's five of the 10 that I adore.
Yeah.
And then the other five I like a lot, too.
Which five don't you like as much?
I like the other five, too. Wow. I realized I was stepping in when I started that sentence.
We need names, Kevin.
Yep.
Every time. Go ahead.
You just go to krock.com and cast your vote who you want to see open the show that night. It's going to be a super, super fun time. AXS.com if you want to buy those tickets. And your proceeds go to some great charities. Fisher House for the military veterans and their families, and Cedars-Sinai NICU, who do such great work with newborn babies who need help.
Every time we have Dr. Drew on, I'm afraid of an intervention for 100 different reasons. Like it's for me.
Right.
Yes. But Muggs had one that was really bizarre that he was pulled into that he was not aware of, and it wasn't necessarily an intervention for Muggs.
No.
Huh.
What happened?
So I bowl in a Thursday night league.
Okay, hold please.
What?
Awesome.
You bowl?
Yes.
In a Thursday night league.
Every week.
It's great. Do you have your own ball?
I have my own ball, own shoes.
No!
Got a shoes?
171 average.
Do you have shirts?
This been going
on?
No,
we don't have shirts. I've been doing this for 7 years now.
What?
This is my seventh season.
Wait a second. You've been in a bowling league for 7 years. You never mentioned it until this week?
I think I've mentioned it.
Yeah, I think I remember him mentioning it before because I remember being equally flabbergasted as we are now.
Bowling's a great sport.
I have to be honest.
Take it easy with sport, first of all.
I know this isn't the point of this conversation. I didn't know there was an American alive today under 50 who was in a bowling league.
Right? Tons of youngsters are into the game.
Apparently, there aren't in Muggs' league, though.
Yeah, how old are your teammates?
No, my teammates are my age.
Okay.
But everybody I play, they're up there.
Other teams? And what do you mean by up there?
You know, 70s, 80s. But they're good. They're great bowlers.
Right, sure. I bet.
Great bowlers.
So
right.
What was the intervention because you're on a bowling team?
Right.
What they came to you and said, we need to sit you down and talk to you about the choices you're making?
So this is what happens.
This is how you're hurting all of us.
So
Muggs, you're bowling.
Normally, one would think that, it would be about me. But no, we were in the bar after the night, and let's say we'll call him Gus, just to protect the innocent. Gus comes up to me.
He's not innocent. I've heard this story. This is BS.
Gus comes up to me. He's like, "You ready for an intervention?" I was like, "What?"
Oh,
he's like,
no.
"You ready for an intervention?"
That really scares you.
And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And while he says that, there's this guy named Ron standing in front of us.
How old is the guy that's putting his arm around you saying you're ready?
73.
How old is the guy that you're approaching?
74.
Oh, no.
So,
and you're in a bowling league?
I'm in a bowling league.
Okay, back to you.
So Gus puts his arm around me and says, "You ready for an intervention?" I'm like, "Oh, what? Oh, what?" And before I could say yes, well, let's just say Ron's got a little bit of a body odor problem.
Oh, no.
I mean, the guy's 74 years old.
I mean, but no, it's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. Everybody in the league knows it.
Everybody stays away from
Ron. We try to keep our distance. He wears these polyester shirts that don't breathe, they really hold in the smell.
Yes.
Good.
Mm. Just lingers.
So before I could say, what's the intervention about, he looks at Ron with his arm around me. Gus says, "Hey, Ron, you got bad BO. It's bad. Everybody knows it. It smells. You got to do something about it."
Hold on a sec. Let me stop you there, Muggs. I apologize. Why does he need to drag you into this? Like, why does he need a backup for him talking to his friend about his body odor?
I have no idea
why. I assume it's because if one person says it, then that guy can just write it off as him being a jerk.
Yeah.
But if it's more than one person, then maybe they go, okay, well, maybe he buys it. Maybe he...
Gotcha.
I have a question, though. Hold on before you go any further. You're in a Thursday night bowling league?
Yes!
That's been established, Kevin.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Back to you. All right, so how does Gus take the news? Was it a surprise to him?
Ron at first didn't really say anything.
Oh.
But here's the kicker. So after Gus
says... just a single tear rolling down his cheek.
Right. So here,
a single smelly tear.
Here's the kicker. So after Gus says, calls him out with his arm around me looking at him, he turns to me and goes, "What say you, Johnny?"
No.
So he's expecting you to confront Ron on his BO.
Yes.
And this is a complete surprise to
you. I mean, I was talking about blindsided.
Right.
Oh, that's so bad.
And what was your answer?
I don't say yes. I don't say no. I kind of make a... You kind of like, oh, this is awkward face. This is sort of going on here.
You should have just plugged your nose.
Oh, man.
So... Ron then reacts with nothing at first, and then Gus continues to tell him how bad he smells, and he says, "I don't care. I don't give an S."
Oh, see, now he's getting defensive.
And he gets defensive,
Why? Because there weren't two of you doing the intervention. There was only one of you.
And then he goes, "I work all day." And I was like, okay, I'm going to walk away. This is weird. Yeah. So he walks away. Gus comes up to me and goes, "You gutless coward." I'm like, "Gutless coward?"
Me?
He's like, "You could have backed me up right there, and you didn't." I was like, You could have told me you were going to call him out on his body odor, and you didn't. I wasn't prepared for that.
He could have given you a 10-second heads up.
Yeah.
You
something.
Something.
What's wrong with Gus?
Right?
Gus was hammered, I think.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like Gus needs to be the next intervention.
But Gus was accurate.
Gus was accurate.
In that the BO was a problem.
The BO's a problem, but, you know, I mean, everybody in the bowling league, we know it, but we don't feel the need to call him out on it. I mean,
do you think tonight there might be a change?
I don't know.
Do you think, like maybe he'll think about that on his way home and take a shower?
I hope his widow doesn't show up with bad news.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think.
What's wrong with you?
No.
Because he's like 75 years old and he just broke his little heart. The one thing he looks forward to all week long is going to bowl with his friends. And now all of a sudden he's embarrassed probably to show his face again.
Oh, my God. I hate this
Bean,
story.
Because Bean just made it horrible. That's why. He's
fine.
He'll be perfectly. He'll be perfectly fine. Maybe he'll take a shower and maybe we'll have work. No thanks to Muggs.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe he hung himself in the shower.
Stop That's it. What I'm saying, Allie. Thank you.
He didn't care. He was angry, right? He was like,
he was pissed.
Yeah.
He was defensive.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, if I'm being serious here, is at some point somebody has to say something to a guy like that who's
Agreed.
Just ruining it for everybody.
Agreed.
And it's a very, very uncomfortable conversation. But it sucks that Muggs got dragged into it against his will.
That was ridiculous. But I still have bowling on Thursday nights.
But you're still bowling in the league.
I still bowl on Thursday nights.
And who do you play tonight? What team of geriatrics do you play tonight?
I think the Bonnie and Clydes. No, the Bonnie and Clydes,
Bonnie
I think, we play.
All over 90. Good luck with that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
It is Thursday morning. Ralph has stepped in. It is time for another look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Tomorrow night, tell you what's going on, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Kevin Smith and I reunited. Seems like it's been a long time, at least a couple weeks since we've gotten together for Hollywood Babylon. Doing it once again on stage at the Improv on Melrose. Come on out and check us out. Getting a lot of emails and tweets for some people who are asking me more about Chuck Berry's sex life. We'll get into that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't really do that here on the radio, but we can do it at a comedy club and you know, all its filthy glory. So,
yeah.
Go to improv.com, get your tickets, and come see me and Smith hang out and chat. We have a good time.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
Right.
No.
Right. I'm not asking you either. I'm telling you. Justin Bieber's got a new tat. Everyone excited?
Well, what's he got, like 20 tattoos now?
Oh, Bean.
Did you ask if everyone was excited?
This is his 60th work of body
art. Oh, my.
60.
60th work of body art, as he calls it.
Great. He's like 25 years
piece.
Old.
Great new piece.
I'll bet it is.
It is a lion on his left pec.
Okay. Because?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Kevin. Bieber says he's always been a big fan of lions.
Me too.
Right.
Okay.
First of all, tigers kick lion ass. Tigers are so much cooler than lions.
I don't want to get into this with you.
Because you're wrong if you say otherwise. That's why you don't want to get into it.
King of the effing jungle, my friend.
That is just a misnomer.
It's not.
First of all,
it's true.
Elephants can kick lion's ass.
Okay. So can giraffes.
There you go. So not
and
king.
And hippos.
And I saw one that was really scared and a little girl to take care of him and try to get him some courage. So, whatever.
That was
right?
Wizard of Oz, I think.
Tigers, man.
Tigers are fascinating, too. I agree.
They're better, is what I'm saying. Not fascinating.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Better.
All right.
Tigers. Anyway, everyone has their Bieber tat update now. Amal Clooney. She seems like a lovely lady. Smart. Attractive. George's wife. Going to have twin babies. George was asked if they know what the baby's names are going to be. Apparently a boy and a girl. And he said all he knows is he's talked to his wife about it. He is not allowed to call their twin babies what he would like to call them, Casa and Amigos.
Is that the
Casamigos is the name tequila? Of his tequila. Yes.
That's awesome.
He said he ran it past her, and she nixed it despite the fact, as he demanded, it's the family business. Couldn't hurt to have a little extra press.
Right.
Move a couple extra bottles of tequila.
He was joking, sure. though, right?
Yes, Kevin, he was joking.
Just checking. Just want to make sure.
Oh, my God.
You never know. Celebrities.
You do know.
With celebrities.
It's Clooney.
It is George Clooney, right?
By the way,
Lions.
Kevin wants to fight everybody today. He wants to fight Ralph over Lions versus Tigers. He wants to fight Dave over which kind of ice cream is better, Dreyer's or Breyer's.
And Legion.
He wants to fight him over Legion.
Dave is an idiot when it comes to Legion. Which had its season finale last night on FX.
Beer mug over bowling.
Well, beer mug bowls on Thursday nights. Back to you.
Saying you're fired up, man.
Right.
Serious. On a serious note, George said he's very excited about his new role as a father and thinks raising twins will be fun. Good luck, George. Well, he's got a staff.
He didn't have to do as much as most parents.
He'll check in once in a while, pat the kids on their head, throw them $100 bill, and go back to partying with Randy Gerber, his partner in Casamigos.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Hoochie-coo!
The Hall of Fame class of 2017 is already in place, and now we're finding out who on stage, who will be announcing the glory, the honor that goes along with that. ELO is going to be honored this year, and George Harrison's son Danny is going to be inducting them, which is appropriate, of course, since George and ELO's Jeff Lynne were very close friends and members of the Traveling Wilburys together.
Count Smokey Love.
Count Smokey Love will not be available to participate, but Journey's going to be inducted by Train frontman Pat Monahan.
Huh. I don't see the obvious connection there.
Because when you travel on a train,
you're on a journey.
Thank you, Ralph. Oh,
yes, all this makes sense.
Ralph, I know I run the risk of asking a question you don't have the answer to, but...
La, 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 I can't hear you. La, la, la.
This is the point where you should always not speak.
No, this is a legitimate question that I think a lot of people are wondering, and that is, do you guys think Steve Perry will finally crawl out of the cave he's been living in and appear on stage with the rest of his former bandmates in Journey?
He said months ago he wasn't going to be there.
I hadn't heard that. So no Steve Perry, yet Journey's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's absurd.
Bean sucks! Bean sucks! Bean sucks!
Because all the recordings that they made that made them the band that we love today were made under Steve Perry's watch.
I don't
like it.
No one cares that you don't like it. What we're telling you is what's happening.
Snoop Dogg will be inducting Tupac Shakur into the hall.
All right.
Pharrell Williams will do the honors for Nile Rodgers.
All right.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush
are
going to induct Yes. Neil Young inducts Pearl Jam.
They made an album together, a bunch of tours together. That makes sense.
And Lenny Kravitz will do a musical tribute to Prince at the event. So,
is Steve Perry from Journey going to be there?
It's all happening on April 7th at the Barclays Center in New York. And HBO will air the ceremonies on April 29th. Do you watch that when the HBO puts it on?
I do.
I always do. I think it's fascinating. It's fun. It's pretty cool. And that jam thing they do at the end with all the guys is a lot of fun as well. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Warren Beatty's 80 years old today. Paul Reiser turns 60. Ian Ziering, 53 years old today. Who'd have thought he'd be the guy with the refurbished career out of that 90210
squad?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Right? Although, what's his face? Luke
Perry's on Riverdale.
Yeah. Piers Morgan's 52 today. Celine Dion's 49. Nora Jones is 38. And MC Hammer!
I'm MC Hammer. It's hot. It's summertime. But you can escape the heat by going into the house of God and letting the Lord just breathe on you. Some of that cool air, the breath of God. You can escape the heat, too. Right now.
Huh.
He preached like that for a long time.
He did. Wouldn't God's breath be hot?
That's what I
would think so, too.
I mean, it could be whatever he wanted it to be, I assume.
Yeah. Does he even breathe?
Oh, and I am the one who asked the dumb questions.
Well, he doesn't need to. He's God.
I think he still performs regular bodily functions.
God poops.
God definitely poops.
Come on.
Yeah, it's
God
where he reads.
God doesn't poop.
It's where he reads.
But it's gold.
He poops gold, yes.
I didn't know
that. We're learning
true,
so much on today's show.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, time to take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to do Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Oh, if you know if God poops, you can call,
right?
For instance.
Sure, that's a good topic. Something that we're not talking about, something we're missing. If you have your input, you want to be on the Kevin and Bean Show, you call now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we want to include you and your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. You can call on virtually any topic that is interesting to you. We'll see how this goes. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
Mr. Robert wants to settle the disagreement that broke out on the air between Kevin and Ralph a few minutes ago.
What Bean's trying to say is listener Robert is calling in with some input on Lions versus Tigers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
Hello. There we go.
All right, Robert from Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's good?
So, just to end the debate, Tigers are totally better than Lions. Okay. And there's an actual reason behind that.
Okay, why?
Lions, male Lions, Ralph's exactly right. It's a misnomer, the whole king of the jungle thing. They're thought of as the king of the jungle and all that, but they actually do zero to nothing. It's the females that hunt and get everything done.
Of course.
And the males just sleep for like 20 hours a day and just kind of do nothing besides eat and make babies. Whereas tigers actually do all their own legwork. They're really good at it. So I would say that tigers could totally womp on a lion one-on-one.
Of course.
Wait, were we asking who would womp on who?
Oh, there's so much womping going on.
So much womp!
And, Robert, you have to know that Kevin lives his life much like the male lion.
How dare you?
Where the woman in his life pretty much runs everything, and he just spends most of his time eating and making babies and lying around.
How dare you?
That's why he likes the lion. Yeah. I, on the other hand, have the eye of the tiger! Right.
I'm not sure
womp
that helped.
On you.
Yeah.
Womping.
Thank you, Robert, for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Eric, who is calling us from Costa Mesa. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going? What is good, guys?
What is good?
Hey. What's up, Eric?
Sushi in Amsterdam is good.
Nope.
Yesterday, you guys were talking about Amsterdam, and Ralph said that it was just a city of channels. It's like one of those top three largest ports in Europe.
Right. Yeah, I feel like there's a ton of water around it.
There is, but most of the rivers that go through that city are filled with feces and whatnot.
Yeah, they stank.
That's
nasty.
Not true.
It is true. I've been there.
How many times you been to Amsterdam?
I've been to Amsterdam. Hard to believe.
Okay, Dutch East India Trading Company. I mean, historically, huge port city.
Well, you don't want historic sushi, okay?
Right.
And because a port doesn't mean it has good sushi. Doesn't that Long Beach is like not the sushi capital of the world?
There is a Michelin-rated Japanese sushi place in Amsterdam. Go there. It's amazing.
But you go there.
Yeah, why don't how come you don't do that then?
Why did Drake get deathly ill then if the sushi's so great,
right?
I mean, he got sick three times.
It was a fluke.
Yeah, I think he was faking
fluke
it.
Fluke does not make very good sushi. They should have used halibut or salmon.
You are stupid.
See, because, that's bye, Eric. Fish. Thank you for the call. Let's try. Wow, this is a weird batch, you guys. Let's try Taylor in Glendale. He's on line one. I wasn't aware we had an open casting call for impressions, but let's see what Taylor's got.
All right. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I missed your celebrity impression bit for the tickets, and I wanted to do mine real quick.
You want to do yours for no tickets, though?
For
okay.
Nothing. Okay.
For no tickets. Unless you guys feel generous.
We don't really have any. But
I doubt that, but I will say, I don't want to put the pressure on you, but Ralph is one of the great impressionists in the country today, and he's going to be listening to you and judging you, Taylor. So if you still feel like you want to proceed, go ahead.
And this one I feel like will be close to his heart, so let's see if you guys get it.
All right.
Hey, Bader, Quagmire and I are going down the Fuzzy Clam to grab some beers.
I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's Joe from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. But the contest is over, so pat on the back.
But it's the Drunken Clam, by the way, not the Fuzzy Clam.
Oh, you're right.
It's very different.
Very different thing. Very different thing,
One usually leads to the other. So, but
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. All right, where should we go next? We go to...
Let's try Jimmy in San Gabriel. He's a longtime Kevin and Bean listener who wants to make a special request for us. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'd like to make a formal request to bring back the burning question.
The burning question, you guys.
Yeah, that used to be between Ralph and Money.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long-running bit between Money and myself.
You guys talk about pie versus cake.
Yeah,
and,
we would debate the important topics of the day. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll give you guys or Kevin a segment to fight everyone too.
I'll fight everyone.
He is very aggressive today.
You think I won't?
But Money used to have a way with words, and that's why we used to like doing that segment.
Oh man.
I'm just saying.
It's harsh.
I'm just saying, to do that segment with Kevin may not be playing to his strong suit.
But it would be a whole, it would be a completely different bit.
Let's give it a try right now, because you were team cake, if I remember correctly. Right,
Ralph?
I
was all about cake.
Okay,
yeah.
Pie, go.
Pie is the best.
All right. That's it?
Uh-huh.
Very short segment.
No burning questions.
No burning questions. Sorry, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, but don't say we didn't try. Right? Thanks for calling. This has been What's Good.
What's Good?
We have your tickets for April Foolishness and your Big League tickets and your VIP parking and your T-shirt and your seats right up front and your pre-party. Coming up next, if you want to call in, but we need knock-knock jokes.
Oh,
knock knock jokes.
Are you sure?
Are knock knock jokes the worst type of joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not great.
That's what we need.
Okay.
So if you have those and you want to call, call now 1-800-520-1067 and we will take your knock knock jokes in just a second. There is a dating app. It's super exclusive. It picks only the best, the most ambitious intellectuals.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not Tinder. It's something different.
It's Tinder for the elites is what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to be intelligent, educated, and ambitious.
And super attractive?
It doesn't mention super attractive, oddly enough.
Interesting.
It's available in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Boston. But it's also going to open up in international cities, including London. And they are talking about how exclusive it is in that they have 10,000 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
And only 2,000 will be accepted.
Do you believe that? Or is this just hyping it up so you feel it's extra exclusive?
Probably hyping it up so it's extra exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we don't have to guess because we actually have the league manager in London, Clive McGee, on the phone right now. Hi, Clive.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Yes. Tell us about the league. That's starting in London, please.
The league is a way for highly educated, ambitious, powerful men and women to find others of the same caliber. It's so difficult in this day and age to find a worthy mate in society. And so what the league does is it makes it easier for men and women to find suitable dates and ideally marriage material in order to separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were.
Oh, what is that application like?
It's a series of intellectual questions, of course, to determine your intellect.
Sure.
Also, your state of ambition, your career, how powerful you are in your own personal life, in the hopes of creating a power couple dynamic in their partnerships with the opposite sex.
Okay, so not so much on looks.
No, not so much on looks at all. I mean, of course, there needs to be some sort of physical attraction.
Sure.
Right.
But primarily, it is it's a meeting of the minds, as it were. Mm. And I know, personally, I look for in a woman is just a highly developed frontal lobes.
Lobes? Clive.
That's a little joke there.
Right.
Yeah, you meant breasts.
I meant boobies.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But you said lobes.
If a woman doesn't have giant cans, really, it doesn't matter how smart she is.
So it is about looks, then?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. It's about...
Are the applications the same for the men and the women?
Of course they are.
They are, okay.
We don't discriminate based on sex. The application is the same. We ask men, how large are your breasts?
What?
You don't.
We ask the men, on what date do you often finally put out? We ask the important questions of men just like we would of women. And the idea is just to get them, get together, just to get the medulla oblongata functioning in a way that's engorged with blood.
It sounds like you're using a lot of euphemisms.
Well, only in the sense that I'm not exactly saying penis, but what I intend to do with the league in London is just to try to hook up with as many hot chicks as possible.
Oh, that's your own plan.
That is my personal plan,
I
see. I don't care what other men do, but
Look, doesn't that show how smart I am, though, really, when you think about it? If I'm using this as a scam just to get laid.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's pretty brilliant.
That is pretty smart.
Thank you.
So you would let in no other guys, I assume.
Well, I would have to, eventually.
Okay.
I think I'd just get tired, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. Good luck with that.
What's your guys' opinion of the Knock Knock joke as an art form?
Knock knock jokes blow. Unfortunately, we can't use your signal anymore, Bean, because it's cutting in and out. But knock knock jokes are the worst.
They're not my favorite.
They're terrible.
They're great when it's like a 3-year-old saying it.
Yes,
super cute.
To another 3-year-old?
But no, when they're trying to impress you with their joke telling ability, it's kind of, it's special.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to try and do that to give away tickets for April Foolishness. This is in the Bigley section. So you get the VIP parking, you get the t-shirt, you get the pre-party, and you get to sit right up front.
Wow.
For a knock knock joke. So let's do it.
School of Hard Knock Knocks. Who's there? It's April Foolishness, and it's a funny show. So tell a knock knock joke and make sure you don't blow. It's super easy now that you know. But if you don't know, here's a little demo. Knock knock. Who's there? Radio. Radio who? Radio or not, here I come. And that's how it's done.
All right.
School of
All right, so School of Hard Knock Knocks, and we're going to start with Quentin in Huntington Beach. Hi, Quentin.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Knock knock joke, please.
All right, this is my son's favorite. So knock knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
You said you eat your poo.
I got to tell you, it's a terrible joke, but your laugh made it. Hold on. Come on now.
I eat my food.
Come on now.
School of Hard Knock Knocks.
Let's go to Shannon in Irvine. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the School of Knock Knocks. What's your joke?
So I want to start off by saying I used to work with kids, so it's really lame, but knock knock.
Who's there?
Isabel.
Isabel who?
Isabel working, I had to knock.
Aww.
See?
It's
because
cute. The bell.
Yeah.
The doorbell.
Right. Real in South Pasadena. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
School of Hard Knock Knocks.
I'm sorry, you have what?
I have a one-liner and a thinker. Which do you want?
Wow.
A one-liner and a thinker. I think I'd go with thinker.
Yeah,
you know, because you know me.
Yes, makes sense.
Right? Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
On first.
Who's on first?
Exactly. That's
why
I'm asking you.
See?
Because this could go on forever.
Because that could go on.
And, the one-liner.
You don't
knock,
get,
knock.
It doesn't, you don't get a bonus knock, knock. All right, who's there?
You try. Doctor.
Doctor who? Doctor.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
He's so proud of himself.
He really loves those jokes so much. Kimberly in Northridge. Hi there.
Hello.
Knock, knock joke, please.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A broken pencil.
A broken pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless.
Come on.
All right.
That's not bad.
I mean, BB in Boyle Heights.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome to
School of Hard Knock Knocks.
All right, what's your joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Don't cry, it's just a joke.
See? See, I think that's my problem with knock-knock jokes, is they are all for 2-year-olds.
Right.
Not three. Three is too old. Andrew in Corona, hi.
Hey, guys. My daughter's in the car, and she made me go with this joke.
Okay.
So knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana.
Because it's your daughter, I'll allow it. Hold on. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Pablo in Fontana. Hi, Pablo.
Hi. How you doing? Good morning.
We are good.
Knock, knock.
School of Hard Knock Knocks.
Okay. Knock, knock. You said, who's there?
Etch.
Etch who?
Bless you.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It's
I mean, right. Etch you. Bless you. Joe in Fullerton, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knock Knocks. What do you got?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Theodore.
Theodore who?
Theodore was an open, so I knocked.
All right. You hold on. Do we have to put everyone in
the Everyone's drawing? In it.
Everyone's
yeah,
in the absolutely. Drawing. Okay, great. Allie's doing the drawing.
Like, do you want to play with
me? I mean, you're going to have to pick one.
The winner is Quentin.
Quentin.
Oh, Quentin was the eat mop.
I eat mop. The I eat mop guy won. That's terrible.
It's the best.
I'm going to joke rule.
Congratulations, Quentin. You got a pair of tickets to the Kevin Abeen April Foolishness Bigley section, the Bigley pre-party. It's at the Shrine Auditorium this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. And thanks
Good,
to our
thank
friends.
You.
Thanks to our friends from Bud Light. Thank you for calling and thanks for playing.
School of Hard Knock Knocks. Who's there? School of Hard Knock Knocks. Knocks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53 and time for another look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman. What do you got, Ralph?
I got tomorrow night, 10 p.m., that's what I got. I got Kevin Smith, my buddy, and I taking the stage once again. It's been weeks since we've revisited Hollywood Babylon, and we're doing that tomorrow night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Love to have you come out and join us. We have a pretty good time. I think you will, too, especially if you are either as baked as Kevin or as drunk as me. I guarantee you that much.
It's pretty difficult.
So go to improv.com to get your information and tickets for tomorrow night's show. We'll be talking about a great many things, including why I will be out of town on November 4th to 9th this year.
November 4th to 9th.
I'm calling it now before anybody else does. Those are my vacation days, November 4th through the 9th.
Hmm.
Because I will be on the newly announced, official, once-in-a-lifetime David Hasselhoff fan cruise.
That is not a thing.
It is a goddamn thing.
It's not a thing.
And I am going. I'm going to get a cabin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going on the David Hasselhoff official world fan cruise.
Yeah, hi. This is David Hasselhoff.
Hi,
listen,
David.
I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Well, tickets are available now.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think
a selection of cabins is still available, but going fast, says the press release.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like, where is there?
That's a good question.
Can I come to your radio station
I feel like
tonight
you should
and
already
pick up something, or
no,
can I
yeah,
just go down
should,
there?
No. They're going to provide them for you.
You have to sign up through the Austrian Cruise Center, David.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
No, but there are rooms available on the ship itself, the Costa Favolosa.
Mm.
It will major be fan of
okay.
K-Rock.
Okay.
I love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well,
okay,
they won't
not
be
on
the boat.
They're not on the cruise.
From Savona, Italy, to Rome, to Barcelona, Spain, to Marseille, France, and then back to Savona. That's the cruise.
Wow.
Can I take a cruise to those cities without David Hasselhoff?
Nope.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert, do you know?
Marriott Palm Desert
is very far away because this is a cruise that's taking place in Europe.
Right.
And that's where the entertainment will be.
It's a long, long walk.
Come party Hoff style, says David.
And when do they get the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
November 4th is when things kick off. Rock and roll on the sea with
you
me
know,
and...
The Hoff loves to rock.
Right. Rock and roll on the sea with me and my team, says David.
Oh. So he's going to perform?
His great star power and his talent as an entertainer will make the cruise unforgettable.
He's going to sing, isn't he?
Oh, Kevin, you have no idea.
Oh, dear Lord.
Ralph, does it have a price?
I'll be singing all my hits and perform an intimate evening of songs from Broadway to the West End.
Oh, wow.
Don't miss your chance to really get to know one another, says David. This all starts at the low, low price of 800 euros per person. What's the
I don't know.
I think it's $9.99.
No, it's not.
U.S.
I don't know how the euro stacks up against the U.S. dollar, but that's for an inside cabin, of course.
Sure.
Double occupancy. You're going to want a nice view on those nicer outside cabins. So.
€1 equals $1.07.
So it's almost a
one-to-one. Yeah,
so almost 800 bucks.
That's not bad.
Oh,
to go to
so
all those
going.
Places.
But you have to endure Hasselhoff.
Endure?
I mean,
yeah.
talking about freedom. He brought down the wall, Kevin.
He did take responsibility for that. That's true.
Brought down the Berlin Wall.
He didn't, but he does take responsibility
You've
for that.
Never even been to Berlin, New Jersey.
That's correct. I'm not sure how that is an insult, but okay.
Because he brought down the wall.
The wall.
He unified that country and that city.
A lot of people think it was an economic thing or perhaps Reagan.
Ugh.
I mean, a lot of people give credit elsewhere.
Well, a lot of people don't know about Dave and the Hoff. Not only will he be performing all of his music live, including his selections from his turns on Broadway when he did Jekyll and Hyde, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget that. But he will also have a special screening of his show Hoff the Record.
Oh, yeah.
So you can watch episodes of that, and he will describe the extensive production process behind that show, how they put it all together.
This is sounding worse and worse by the second.
There's a meet and greet.
This is a mess.
Autograph session, concert, the whole fan package.
Hmm.
So do yourself a favor and sign up now at georeisen.com. GEOREISEN.com. GeoReisen.
I mean, no.
Or the Austrian Cruise Center.
No. No.
Talking about freedom.
What was that that song, Get in My Car? Remember he sang the whole first half of the song, Get in
Get
My Car?
Get in My Car.
Right, and then the second half was Get Out of My Car.
Because he was done.
Right?
Right?
Oh. How crazy was that?
He didn't need any more of that lady with him inside Kit. Hey, Kit, get that gal out of here. Get out of my car. Why do we not have any David Hasselhoff music?
We've been searching for it while you're doing. We've been searching for it while you're doing the whole thing.
Deeply,
yeah.
So much good Hasselhoff music.
If you do it again next hour, we'll have some.
Hooked on a Feeling. Remember that one?
Sure.
Flying through the air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does good work.
It's the best. Just letting you know now, before any of you try to snake into it, I'm calling it.
Those are
my days
date.
Off.
I mean,
you can have it because I don't feel like any of the rest of us are going to want that.
I feel like we should broadcast live from that cruise.
Thank you, Allie.
Yeah.
Someone who's got vision.
I would actually go on a cruise if that was happening.
Let's do it. It's a Hoff cruise. No one's going to get murdered on a
right?
Hoff cruise. Because Kit will be there to make sure nothing
the
happens.
The car will be on the
yes.
cruise? Wow.
Michael, all these people are safe. Thanks, Kit. He'll be there to stop crime.
This sounds terrible.
It's the best cruise.
Amazing. And by terrible, I mean amazing.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Warren Beatty's 80 years old today. Paul Reiser turns 60. Ian Ziering is 53. Piers Morgan, who everybody hates, is 52. Celine Dion's 49. Nora Jones turns 38. And MC Hammer.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living and you know you can't touch this.
MC Hammer.
Sure, you got MC Hammer music. Where's the Hoff music,
yeah,
though?
It's very upsetting.
Sorry, that's...
Get me some Hoff hits.
That's our bad.
Burn this
wait,
mother
wait,
down.
Wait. We need Hoff hits?
All the hits.
Sure, we can find those, but we can find songs.
MC Hammer's 55 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
On Thursday mornings, at this time, we speak with Dr. Drew. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning. That is when you speak to me.
Dr. Drew is how you follow him on Twitter. You can go to at Dr. Drew Podcast. You can listen to Dr. Drew middays live with Mike Catherwood, Monday to Friday, noon to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. And he's got about 12 podcasts that you can get as well.
Just go to Dr.com, get all that stuff.
Dr.
Who
Drew.
Is this Mike Catherwood guy you speak of?
Mike Catherwood, yeah. He was here yesterday telling us that you guys were having a bit of a spat.
Uh-oh.
What are we fighting about now?
How am I supposed to know?
We often have them.
I hate when mommy and daddy fight.
Right? All right. Today, Dr. Drew, we want to carefully talk about what is on Goop that Gwyneth Paltrow
put. We're talking about Goop today.
We're talking about Goop.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a website where she basically gives you great advice if you're in the 1% of where to eat, what restaurants to eat in Paris.
Yeah. Gift ideas.
Gift ideas like that that are over, you know, $1 million or something like that. That's the kind of stuff that she usually gives us information on. But before we give today's information, I want to give this warning.
The following hot presentation is for mature audiences only.
Right. All right.
Well, I was fascinated, Doc, because I read this on her website, on her blog, and she is giving a guide to butt sex. And it struck me when Gwyneth Paltrow, mainstream Hollywood movie star Gwyneth Paltrow, is talking about her views on anal sex, that we are truly now in the golden age of heterosexual butt sex. When I remember there was a time when it was almost unheard of. It was a shocking taboo, and now it seems like it is beyond common.
So I have sort of two reactions. One is perhaps we have jumped the shark as a society, and this is okay. The first sign of the coming apocalypse.
We have too much time on our hands. Is that what you're saying?
I really worry about humanity when this is what's sort of readily available on the internet. But secondly, you know, on Loveline, we used to get calls about this all the time with young males trying to muscle women into this behavior. And it was a weird preoccupation that young men had for a while. And it seemed like now women are sort of signing on to it or sort of co-opting it and want to lead the charge.
All right. So first of all, why were guys trying to, what were your words, muscle it?
I could not understand.
And why are girls now embracing it?
I don't know. Oh. And back when the men were being manipulative, it actually was quite disturbing to me because women were not interested or hurt, painful. And the guys, like, that made them even more interested. It's like,
why?
You want to hurt your partners? What is the matter with you guys? And I don't know. I think more than anything, she does what she thinks is cool, makes her look cool, and
right.
that's where we have jumped the shark as a society.
Yes, and she seems to think that this guide to anal sex is making her edgy and or relevant. But beyond her opinions about it and her attitude towards it, Doc, it does seem to me that it is probably more widely practiced in society in terms of just general sexuality than in any other time in history.
Right? I think that's probably true, and maybe a couple of things here. One is there's not so much anal fecal infectious disease in this country anymore. There used to be oral fecal sort of throughout the world. Still, infectious diseases are one of the major causes of death, and that route of transmission is one of the ways in which it happens, or the most common way in which it happens.
Is it more dangerous than usual?
No, it's not. Well, yes, but for sort of anatomically and structurally, but from the standpoint of infectious disease, which throughout human history that was the big issue, and I have a feeling that's why there were so many religious taboos against it, because people would get sick and die.
Yeah.
And so, and then we don't have all the religious constraints that people feel about these things, and here we go. I would not call it healthy behavior necessarily, but we're not going to condemn anybody for it.
All right, speaking of health, though, protected versus unprotected.
Well,
you certainly
obvious.
Should be protected if you possibly can.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable thing.
Because there's a greater risk of,
again,
of tearing.
You're dragging me into this conversation. Speaking of health, it's National Doctors Day, and thank you for bringing me into this
Happy
conversation.
Happy day to you,
right,
sir.
Hold on, Dr. Drew.
Due to mature subject matter, viewer discretion is advised.
All right, back to you.
No, I'm going to pull you out of this conversation and talk about National Doctors Day for a second.
Well, maybe it's a good time for me to mention that parents with small children listening might want to be aware that this particular talk is intended for a more mature audience.
All right, Dr.
Doug,
remember my friends at Heal, who you called one time? Maybe
one
more
time.
Than one?
I've used them three or four times now
I've
since,
used them,
Doc.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
All right. Thank you. On National Doctors Day, I want to mention my friends at Heal. I'm part of their advisory board. And this is an app you can put on your phone, and a doctor will come to your house or wherever you are 7 days a week within 2 hours. If you don't have insurance, it is $99 all in. If you have insurance, you just plug it into your phone, and you never have to think about it again. The insurance covers it. A doctor, board-certified, hand-selected. That's why I love this organization. The physicians you see are carefully selected. These people can be your primary care docs in your living room. Why would you go to the emergency room ever again? Why would you do it unless you actually have an emergency?
And then they're willing to check your anus.
I was going to say, due to butt stuff, will they actually check your prostate? They'll come to your home?
Thank you for taking me back to that time.
Right, the one that he's trying to avoid.
I want to note that although Ralph sort of tipped it, Allie took it all the way home.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Like she does.
Drew, you've used tips, you've used pulling out. There's all kinds of
the muscle.
There's all kinds of hidden messages in your speech.
Why don't you tone it down, Dr. Drew?
There's something called neurolinguistic processing is the thing I'm using here. And in order to get you out of that topic, I had to use some language that was at least related.
But then, of course,
you pulled me back. What am I going
to
do?
Well, I will tell you this. I will tell you that I felt like I needed to go to the emergency room many different times. But the emergency room near my house is a six-hour wait.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a six-hour wait, and you are paying for all that infrastructure, all those rooms, all that equipment, all those personnel. You're paying for that. That's why you can do it in your living room for $99 all in, and there's nothing more efficient than a well-trained physician and a motivated patient. That's it. All that other stuff you don't need. People don't understand that. And somebody tweeted me, they said, oh, what about tests? They can do testing there, too. They can do it. It's covered. And, yes, if you need a prescription, I guess that could be an out-of-pocket expense, but the doctor can focus on giving you a generic, so that's just a few bucks. There's ways to do health care efficiently, and it drives me insane that we're superimposing bureaucracies on health care as opposed to allowing these innovations to really help people.
I'm going to tell you, I felt awful for weeks, and finally I'm like, I am not going to the emergency room. I clicked on heal. They came, I think it was less than 2 hours,
yes,
because they had somebody that had canceled before me. Doctor came into my home, did all the tests. Nope, Kevin. Although, did all the tests on my couch.
Yes.
Kevin, not that.
All the tests on your couch.
On your couch?
No, it was pneumonia.
Did you say it was on your couch?
No, he was checking my bed, listening to my lungs.
Pneumonia. Emphasis on the moan,
right?
Right?
Wait a minute.
No, no.
I'm talking about.
I'm saying.
Right. I have a tongue depressor here for you.
No, here's the thing. Wait, he was a lovely doctor from Cedars-Sinai, and then the PA was a lovely woman, so there's two people in there.
Oh, a man and a woman. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
what I'm talking about. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now, I'll have it no other way.
What?
Heal is
You'll have
heals.
It no other way. Right?
Anyway, I've never wished so much.
What, Dr. Drew?
I've never wished so much.
I can't hear you.
Right.
True.
It's a party when daddy's gone.
but I am a little concerned about Allie's health. Mm-hmm. She has anisocoria, pneumonia. What's going on here, kiddo?
Listen,
she has dumasia.
Anisocoria. Look at her pupils.
Right?
Sizes.
Are
look
they
at
more,
her, Ralph. Look
normal,
at them.
Right?
Her pupils are blown.
You,
one's smaller.
One was.
Doctor,
and then
no,
one was, yeah,
right
it
now
was,
they're both blown.
Dr. Drew,
yeah.
You freaked her out when you told her that.
Yeah,
you
that
looked
was
her
bad.
In the eyes and you were like, what's going on?
Yeah. It turned out to be nothing, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Did you have that doctor check it out?
No.
Now you got to call him back again. That
no,
person.
I think my pupils are normal.
Yeah, I think you're probably using eye drops or something. Maybe it was, sometimes viruses can do that. There's all kinds of things that can do it. But it just, you know, I feel bad if I don't bring it to people's attention. I observe something like that.
I mean, maybe after a couple.
Too, Allie, what's going on?
Right?
Have you been at this station? I'm convinced there's mold.
Oh,
it's bad.
That
doesn't explain
your cerebral hematoma.
We're going to start working on some mental health services next, I think.
Yeah, mold. You got that right.
All right, Dr. Drew, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. You can find out about everything that Dr. Drew is doing at drdrew.com.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you'd like to hear some new Blink-182, you can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Did I slur that, Ralph?
Not at all.
Okay, good. Glad to hear. It's time for the final showbiz beat of the day. Here is Ralph Garman.
WonderCon! Right?
Right.
This is the big weekend. WonderCon happening this weekend at Anaheim Convention Center. One of the largest comic book conventions on the West Coast, and it's always a good time. You should definitely check it out. Tickets are on sale at comic-con.org. Or I can give you a pair of one-day tickets to WonderCon if you can answer my trivia question. It was a big week for Spidey. Spider-Man was in the news because of Spider-Man Homecoming. New trailer hit the internet this week.
They pretty much put up the whole movie.
They sure did. And I thought it would be appropriate to have a Spider-Man trivia question to win these WonderCon tickets.
Count Smokula.
You know, Spidey, of course, famously connected with MJ Watson.
Sure.
Mary Jane. Mary Jane was his wife, girlfriend, lover, classmate at one point when she used to date Flash Thompson. I'll tell you about that, right?
Sure. Those crazy days.
Well, of course, Spidey's been around for a long time. So let's talk about his OG love interest. If you know the name of Spider-Man's original girlfriend.
Pam Anderson?
Met a tragic ending, by the way.
Oh.
Pam Anderson. Give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Spidey's OG love interest. Should be easy for any Spider-Man fan.
Sarah Abramson?
Get through at 1-800-520-1067. First three people through with the right answer.
Becky with the good hair.
Are going to WonderCon. You got to be careful out there, ladies.
Right?
Right, Allie? Tell them.
Absolutely.
Chloe Grace Moretz, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
She was, of course, Hit Girl in the Kick-Ass movies. She's done a ton of good work. She is not taking any chances when it comes to her personal safety. Imagine how freaked out she was when a kid on a skateboard arrived on her doorstep with a plate full of homemade cookies.
Oof.
The mystery dude then began asking neighbors about the actress, going around asking about her schedule.
Oh, my God.
She had called the police, and when they showed up, he took off. So LAPD's finest apparently are on the case as we speak. But terrifying, especially for a young actress in this town. We've just so many bad stories that have happened regarding overzealous fans. But I hope they find the guy, and I hope she stays safe. Who was the actress that Bean drove out of town with a candy bar? Remember? Don't do this, people.
Sherilyn Fenn.
Sherilyn Fenn.
Yes.
Don't show up to their homes with food and make them freak out.
Don't show up to their homes.
Put a candy bar on her welcome mat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why?
Right?
And then she moved.
We'll never know the answer. Now that he's dead, we'll never know why he did that.
What's that?
That's shame.
Untrue. Didn't happen.
We'll never know.
Nope.
I mean, do you know?
You're asking me if I know?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't happen.
You didn't send a candy bar to her doorstep.
The Kevin and Bean Show sent a candy bar to her
doorstep. Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, it was because Kevin was obsessed with her.
We were all big Twin Peaks fans back at the time.
Man, this sounds like fake
news.
Maybe
we should get it back
news.
On with the reboot on Showtime.
Candy bar, move.
This sounds like fake news
That
to
was
me.
The timeline.
Yeah.
And by the way, she was asked about that in a later time where somebody said, Kevin and Bean always say you move because of the candy bar. And she said he'd never heard about it before. Didn't even know she got a candy bar 100% completely unrelated to her moving.
She got over it. That's right. What she's saying.
She didn't even know about it.
She blocked
it
out, of course, because it was a bad memory.
What I'm saying is this is fake news.
It was
that
a
Kevin
defense
has been
mechanism.
Perpetrating for 20 years, and it
you
just
sent
didn't happen.
A young actress a candy bar. There's
right.
no way around that.
And then moved. She moved right after that.
Regardless of the end result of your actions exist.
As a show, we did invite her to join us on the program with a tempting treat. Yes.
Right. And how did
tempting
that work
treat.
Out? She was great on the show, remember?
I don't recall her actually coming on.
That's right. She didn't come on. She moved.
But the movie, again, I'd just like to say for the record, had nothing to do with whatever Kevin might have been a part of with sending that candy.
It was me.
Scary times.
Right?
Hey, great
so
news.
Don't do that. I agree with Rob.
Right, don't
just
do that.
As a P.S., don't do that.
But you did it.
He did it, but he learned his lesson.
Did he?
I don't know. Seems like he's denying it now.
I don't believe he did at all. Great news. Sophia the First is coming back. Season 4 of Sophia the First.
I don't know what that is.
What is
Sophia the First?
Sophia the First.
Never heard of it.
Sophia?
Right, the First.
Right.
Never heard of it.
TV show? She was just a regular gal.
Uh-huh.
And then her mom married the king.
Okay.
And now she's Princess Sophia the First.
On what, though?
Oh, I don't have to tell you about it. You know.
No. I was a girl in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Now I gotta figure out how to do it right. So much to learn and see. With my new family. With a school that's just for royalty.
Come on!
I'm so excited to be Sophia the First.
Sophia the First.
All right, we're not even halfway done. Do we have to play the whole thing?
No.
So, yeah.
Sophia. Sophia the First.
Wow.
Is this another Olivia Garman show? Is that what we're talking about here?
It's an everyone show.
This is a you know that because you have a daughter show.
Sophia the First.
Tell us the truth.
All right, it's on the Disney Channel,
okay,
but it doesn't make it not awesome.
I'm surprised Bean hasn't heard of it, however.
Sophia the First. You know who plays Sophia on that show, by the way?
No.
Ariel Winter from Modern Family is the voice of Sophia.
Right. No kidding.
And you know who
it's animated? It's animated? I didn't hear you say that.
Is it animated?
She's the voice
it's
of
animated.
The, of
is
Sophia?
The show is animated? She on it as herself or is she animated? Ralph, is she animated?
Did you say
is she
something
her?
Bad about Canada?
Is she animated? Is she animated?
She is, in fact, animated.
She's animated. Okay.
Yeah. And you know who stars as her trusty stallion, her boat?
Sophia
her
Vergara.
Her horse, no.
Oh, I didn't hear horse, sorry.
As her horse?
Her stallion, yes. Eric Stone Street is the voice of her horse. There's a whole Modern
Family
connection.
Oh, because it's animated.
Wait, he doesn't play a real horse, though. It's animated.
He's a horse? He's an actual horse.
Which John Favreau movie is this?
And Bailiwick, her butler there at the mansion, Tim Gunn.
Sophia, we have to help you. Work it.
I love the Belko experiment. That was great.
Anyway, exciting news. It's coming back.
is exciting.
April 28th with a great list of guest stars that are awesome. Ming-Na Wen, our favorite.
Love her.
Doing the new season. Jane Krakowski. Dominic Monaghan. Megan Hilty.
All right.
You people don't know. I'm very excited. Sophia.
I'm happy for you, Ralph.
Thanks. It's no Elena of Avalor. Don't get me wrong.
What?
It's no Elena of Avalor.
What's Elena of Avalor?
Come on! Hit it, Steve!
In the kingdom of Golden Grand Elena, a princess bravely rules the land.
This does explain why so often when we ask Ralph if he's seen the hot new thing, A Big Little Lies or something like that, he's always like, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Now we know why.
Because he's watching the Disney Channel.
Right.
By himself.
Straight.
While his daughter's at school.
By myself.
His daughter's at school and he's got the remote.
Once in a while, Elena of Avalor. That's what I'm just saying. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
Hey, we have a winner to your question.
Oh, right. Let's forget about my trivia question. Let's talk to George on line two from Los Angeles. I think he knows who Spider-Man's OG girlfriend was. George?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, sir? What was the name of Spider-Man's original love interest?
I believe it was Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy, indeed.
Yay! Yes!
Congratulations, you're going to WonderCon. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details. Also, congratulations to Heather and Luciano. They are also going to see WonderCon this weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays. Warren Beatty's 80 years old today. Paul Reiser turns 60. MC Hammer is 55. Ian Ziering, 53 years old today. Piers Morgan is 52. Celine Dion, 49 years old. And Nora Jones is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home, 5 p.m. this afternoon on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. RJ Bell from Las Vegas tells you about March Madness. The Final Four coming up this weekend. Jimmy Pardo joins us in studio to talk foolishness and also to announce the winner of the opening act, which you have about 14 more minutes to vote for. If you'd like to vote, go to krock.com, kevinandbean.com, and you can vote for your favorite to be the opening act for April Foolishness. And it's also Friday, so we've got the movie beat tomorrow morning.